Welcome today to the Covenant of Grace prayer line. We have a good word for you today, and I believe that you are going to be blessed in it. I feel God's grace and anointing as we consider it. And usually we pray at the end of our time, but right now I want to pray before we start in our study. And I want you to say with me, if you will, thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus and the work of your Holy Spirit. I proclaim that my body is God's property, not the devil's. Legally, my body does not belong to the devil, but to Jesus. And he has a special purpose for my body. My body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, redeemed and cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Prepare me, O Lord, to receive your word and to recognize this truth, and that you are the Lord of my life, and to set forth my definition, my lifestyle, my heart, and my whole being for the purpose of your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. You are God's property. Say that to yourself. You are God's property. If you've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus and have become filled with the Spirit through faith in his name and have seen the power and the baptism of the Holy Spirit in your life, God has begun to minister and thoroughly furnish you unto every good work in his kingdom. And you have been set apart as a vessel of honor to consider the kingdom and the work of the Lord. And you're no piece of junk. You are redeemed, cleansed, blessed of God, and are special in the eyes of the Lord. You are betrothed to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are the bride of Christ. And so there's nothing ordinary about you. You are special, precious, a jewel in God's eyes. The Bible says that we are to glorify God in both our bodies and our spirits. And as we consider now the sixth aspect of the blood of Jesus that we've been discussing the last few days, we need to remember that we have been sanctified for his purpose. And that purpose is that we are set apart to honor him and not ourselves. Not to honor the world, not to honor the things around about it, but to give glory to God. And so as you live out your life, recognize that you're doing it for God's glory. 1 Corinthians 6:20 tells us that we are the Lord's and our bodies are his. He hasn't just redeemed our spirit, he wants all of us, body, soul, and spirit. Our flesh, as well as our spirit and our soul, all three components, need to be at the divine bidding of the Lord. And he doesn't just come and say, here I am and I'm taking lordship. He equips and empowers. He equips and he empowers. He gives us his ability as he has set us forth by the power of his blood and cleansed us from the dominion of the enemy through the blood of Jesus. And he has given us through his spirit the power to become the children of God and to understand what the word says and to grow and recognize the presence of the Lord and the work of the Lord to be done in us, and to grow and mature in the stature for which he is called through the power and enablement of the teaching of the fivefold ministry and by our service and yielding in humility before the Lord. We belong to God. We've been redeemed out of the hand of the devil. Jesus has put up a no trespassing sign when it comes to the enemy. He has no longer dominion or control because of the blood. That sixth aspect that we've been talking about, the blood of Jesus Christ, set apart, sanctified, redeemed by the blood of Jesus. We are set apart. And he cannot trespass. Let me clarify and say that not only am I redeemed, I have a resurrected spirit through the power of the Lord. And that spirit is being renewed by the power of God. And that my being is being one that is been set apart to purposefully and with wisdom honor God in all things. Satan cannot encroach on the territory of my life. He's a trespasser if he tries to. And you need to tell the enemy, no more trespassing on God's property. And you need to lay claim to the fact of that which you are, a child of God, adopted by Jesus, Legally, our bodies do not belong to the devil anymore when we become saved by faith in his name. We are being set apart for a purpose unto heaven, and we need to remember that in our lives. We are being placed under the personal protection of the Lord, and his Holy Spirit abides within us. And our bodies are a sacred treasure unto the Lord, and he's appointed for us to be a dwelling place for his presence, that he might show forth his glory. The scripture says clearly that many times the Lord ministers to those who are his children. And he does so understanding their needs, understanding their position, understanding their purpose. And as we serve out the Lord and honor his name, we do so with wisdom, recognizing the fact that not made by the hands of man, but by the power and the grace of God, we are being molded into his image. And as we allow the Lord to make us in his image, out of a reflection of his nature, we can show forth the love of God in such a powerful and transcendent way that this nation, this world, those around about us can see the holiness of God and recognize the power of Jesus, the beauty of God, his love, his mercy, his kindness, his patience, his gentleness, through us, the church. He dwells not in church buildings, sacred buildings or edifices, synagogues, physical houses. They might have been set apart for a purpose and they're blessed of God, and there's times when we sense God's presence as we go in that place of rest, that place of peace that God has had set apart for his people. But it's within his people he chooses to dwell. It's within his people he chooses to share. It's within his people he chooses to express his glory. And we need to allow him to express his name, express his glory, express his will each and every day. Quit trying to make it all through your own ability and nature, that which you try to do each day, to be that which, quote, honors God. Because in and of yourself, you're not going to be able to please him. But when you surrender to him, when you make a way for him to show forth his glory and to empower you through his Spirit, then he really receives the honor and the glory. And you find out how easy it is to show forth God's glory, because you're not doing anything. It becomes easy because it becomes second nature almost, because you are allowing Jesus to be able to manifest his glory in and through your lives. So many times we're trying to work things up. So many times we're trying to get things moving. So many times we're trying to get things motivated. You know, what we're really trying to do is get the flesh going so that the Spirit can do something. But yet why? The Bible says to be instant, in season and out of season. Sometimes there's no great song service you can build up. Sometimes there's no great prayer service that you can go through for hours in order to try to get yourself in the right state of mind. Sometimes you got to be ready. Sometimes you got to be alert. And you know, too often we go to church and we have to get emotionally charged in order to be able to get something done. But if we go each and every day, recognizing that we are the temple of God, and serve the Lord with gladness, we will see the victory in the grace of God, and we shall see his glory. Too many times we're going to church, too many times we're meeting with people and we're trying to get it stirred up again. And the Bible does talk about stirring up the gift that is within you. But if I'm always messing around trying to stir it up rather than being in Christ, then something's missing. We're getting short-circuited. We're allowing the devil to take up territory he doesn't need. We need to put on the armor of God. And we need to take hold of the day. And we need to honor Jesus Christ. Remember, the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, the breastplate of righteousness, loins girt about with truth, the sword of the Spirit, which is of the Word of God, and our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. We have it all. And if we go forth each and every day with that armament within us and upon us, God is going to do great things. Remember, you are God's property. You are the temple of God, and He wants to do work in your life today. Heavenly Father, one more time, I just want to thank You, Lord, for Your goodness and Your love, and thank You for each and every one who's called in today. I pray that something within this word, something within what we've shared, will touch and charge their lives and help them. And I pray, God, that You'd help us to more than ever before be instant, in season, out of season, and be in a position of service rather than trying to get motivated to serve. I pray Your touch and Your strength. I pray Your help and anointing, and I pray Your strength for Your people today, in and through the name of Jesus. Amen. I pray this word blessed you. I sincerely pray that God stirred your heart and encourages your soul. If you need to reach us at Covenant Grace Ministry, you can. You can reach us by email at cgmfinc@gmail.com, or you can visit our website at cgmfinc.weebly.com. We're so glad that you've been with us today on the prayer line. God bless you, and have a great day in Jesus.